This is Clark and the Coach, presented by Buildings by Design. Here's Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. Welcome to Clark and the Coach. We're presented by Buildings by Design out in beautiful Brush, Colorado. I'm Clark Johnson. That is Coach Bruce Dick. Coach, how are you this morning?
Doing good, Clark. Boy, fast week. When you have three games in a week, it just zips by.
Boom.
And so many fun stuff going on. And all, you know, the pros, colleges, college basketball has really picked it up. You know, and obviously high schools are in the prime time of their season right now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Some scores we'll get to here in the first segment of the program. Boys and girls scores last night. We've got some handful of nice matchups tonight as well.
And a little upset last night.
Who'd you get?
High school hoops. The Wizards lost last night.
Yeah, got it right here, no doubt, and we'll get to it. Longmont, Jeff Kloster and company beat up on the Windsor Wizards last night, 53-48. We'll get to that here in the first segment of the program. But I want to thank Buildings by Design, our great headline sponsor on the program, number three in the country in metal building production. They do it all, though. Ground up, they are your source for construction projects out here in northern Colorado. BuildingsByDesign.com, that's where you go on the website, or look them up, give them a call today, ask them any questions you may have about your construction project, 970-842-5837. It is Buildings by Design. Couple things I saw over the news. Grew up in a household that was all USC. My dad was a USC dental student, and so I have been to the, I'm going to say, let's see, probably been to the Coliseum 75, 80 times for USC games over my childhood growing up. Season tickets every year for 15 years, whatever that is. But remember the days, Charles White, great running back for USC, passed away at 64 years old. And it's when I see that, things like that, it provokes my memory. And I go back to wonderful days I had as a child growing up watching USC football. We'd go to the game. Oh. We'd go to the Science Center. That's where about 3 hours before the game, the marching band for USC, one of the best marching bands in the history of such a thing. They'd bring you in. You'd walk behind the band the entire way in, a nice 45-minute walk into the stadium, get all pumped up for it. And then you'd sit in the Coliseum's a masterful place. I mean, it's old. But, boy, what a sight. And just brings back memories. The greatest sporting event I've ever been to. 76, was it? Notre Dame, USC, Anthony Davis. Eric Parsegian was the coach for Notre Dame at the time. John McKay, the coach over at SC. Wonderful, wonderful rivalry. And they were both top five teams at that time. I don't know exactly where it is. 24-0. We go, and you're all hyped up for it. 24-0 Notre Dame leads. 24-0 second quarter. Well, USC gets a late touchdown, 24-6. Anthony Davis gets his first. What do they do in the second half? Davis returns the opening kickoff of the second half for a touchdown. He scores four more touchdowns in the second half. USC, and it said you could go to Sports Illustrated cover the next week, and it said California earthquake. USC scores 55 straight points. Charles Phillips, great defensive back, went on to great fame in the NFL. It had the last score, the 55th point, a pick six. But USC, just remember the look on Eric Parsegian's face. 55-24. They gave up 55 straight to the Trojans. And I've never heard, Bruce, a louder crowd in my life. I was screaming at my dad next to me, couldn't hear me, because that crowd was so loud.
That brings back such great memories. And by the way, I believe I have that Sports Illustrated, Clark, in my Sports Illustrated collection. But that's back in the days, too. You would look so forward to the games of the week.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
On ABC. There was no ESPN, I don't believe, at the time. And you would just look so...
Yeah, not yet. That's right.
You would look so forward to those college games of the week. And when the USC fight song came on, it just grabbed your attention, and you knew you were in for a great game at the college scene. And Gosh, back in those days, USC, the power. Obviously, Notre Dame had their times.
Sure.
Nebraska-Oklahoma rivalry. Different teams that pop up. Alabama, obviously, good. Even went through, I remember when Nebraska-Oklahoma and Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado, believe
it or not. Were 1, 2, and 3 ranked in the nation at one time.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy stuff. You talk about Oklahoma. Something I just go back in memories of my dad were just fantastic. We went to the sports arena one year where SC was 1, Oklahoma was 2. And we went to the sports arena, which is where they play basketball. They were on the road in Norman. And we went and watched on the big closed-circuit TV screen at the sports arena with about 4,000 USC fans in the basketball arena watching the big-screen football game from Norman, Oklahoma. That was fun, too. I mean, so many good things. That's why when I grew up watching big-time football, you'd go to the game, there'd be 80,000, 90,000 people there every single game for the Trojans. And moving to Colorado, that's where I think Colorado State's trying to get. They're not there. Because you go to a Colorado State game, it's not the same. Go to a CU game, you start to get that feeling, although I've not been to a CU game in the last 5 years, and boy, they've had tough times. But still, you go to the field house, you get those people walking in. It's just that it's a different feel. It's big-time college football there. That's where I'm hoping CSU can get to, but I don't know as a mid-major if they'll ever get there.
Well, I'm not sure either, but going back to CU, just the walk, if you walk from the hill in Boulder to the stadium and the mass crowd, it's totally a different atmosphere. And I'm looking forward to what that atmosphere is like next year, coming off such a horrendous seasons, plural,
sure,
that they have had, and going into, you know, Coach Prime's tenure to see if that change, you know, what that change is going to be like. I think it's going to be fun.
Do we have to call him Coach Prime?
No, I'll call him Coach Sanders.
Okay.
You know, I actually think Coach Sanders is more appropriate because it defines him that he is truly a football coach.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's not the brand.
Not a fan of the
Prime. You know what the brand has done for that program right now?
Sure, sure. Now go win. Okay. After all the hoopla and all the, you know, you dress them up nice, you bring them to the ball, boy, you got to be able to dance. So let's
see. It's a short turnaround, no matter how good of talent you accumulate. It's a very short turnaround to be really good, I think, next year.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a work in progress. You're not going to flip the script and, you know, just by signing this guy as the coach. So, yeah, but let me see that over the next 2 or 3 years. Let's go win some games. In 3 years, can you be somewhat of a factor in the conference? That would be really cool.
And Clark, I want to just mention one thing about the national championship game that just occurred.
Sure.
You know, how they treated fans before the game. You know, fans from Georgia and TCU paid how many thousands of dollars to be able to attend that game?
Sure.
The average ticket was over $900. You know, not accumulating travel, hotel expenses, etc. They were not allowing tailgating.
Really?
By the two fan groups.
Wow.
In the parking lot.
Half the fun?
Before the game. And isn't that what college football is? Fansville.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Fansville. They got to be careful what they're taking away from the fans that pay the bills.
You say Fansville. They're running a huge multi-million dollar a project on commercials with Fansville about everything that you just mentioned that they're not letting happen during that game. That's crazy. You've got to be able to tailgate, don't you? I mean, my goodness gracious. All right, let's get to the boys' scoreboard. Last night, boys, Holy Family beat Greeley Central. That's number 2, 4A against 5A Greeley Central. Easy win there, 62-43. Holy Family gets the win by 19 there. 5A basketball last night, the Meade Mavericks just demolished Greeley West. Beat them 96-38. It was 64-14 at halftime. 64 points in the first half for Taryn Reese's team. Wow.
Clark, when the Meade Mavs get get going and they get their running game and 64. They're shooting the threes and they're dominating defensively, they're tough. I mean, it doesn't matter who the opponent, when they're on top of their game, they're going to be such a difficult out. Now, high school teams, they don't play at their top of the game every night in and out, but their talent level is extremely high and their coaching is extremely good.
Let's see. Meade Mavericks will get Silver Creek on Friday at home. Greeley West, we've got this game for you at Windsor Friday. So how do you bounce back from a 96-38 loss? And now you got to go to Windsor and take on Rakeski's team.
Wizards team after a loss last night to the Longmont Trojans.
No doubt. Probably not a close game on Friday, just saying. Windsor, as we said, 53-48. Longmont beat them last night. So Windsor 6-4, Longmont 7-4. That was close throughout. Every quarter score looked close, as we said.
Tempo, Clark.
It was
Longmont's
tempo. Will do that, too. Maybe
he'll take the air out of the ball a little bit and just make it a possession game, try to take away transition. And Windsor's more comfortable, playing a little faster.
Yeah, Clostro will do that, man. He's maybe the best at just pace and taking. Maybe his team's not as good as you are, but, man, he can coach his team into a spot to win a game. So a pretty cool. Longmont will be Friday at Greeley Central, too. So they'll come down here, probably get a win there. Tonight in boys basketball, Platte Valley and Faith Christian. Now, I'm looking forward to this one. Platte Valley's number 7 coming off the win against University. They have to go to number 1 Faith Christian tonight. We'll get a little look at what the Metro's like coming up.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a terrific matchup and a great test for Platte Valley. You know, that's kind of that little underdog role, and they're a really good team, and they can go up there and I think pull the upset tonight.
Severance, Chad Saul's team, they're number 7. They go to Northridge. Resurrection Christian, Coach Yoder's team, is number 8 in the state right now. They play at University tonight. How does University bounce back from a loss? This is the opener of the Patriot League, the 4A side of the Patriot League tonight.
Yeah, 4A side is extremely led by right now Resurrection Christian. They are them and the Eaton Reds, you know, ranking wise, are at the top. But big test for the Bulldogs. They have to come out and just be the aggressors against a team like Resurrection.
Sterling goes, speaking of Eaton Reds, number 3 team in the state, Sterling goes to Eaton tonight as well. Boy, I didn't do my homework on that, but I want to say that Dean Grable's not beaten Sterling in forever. And they have a great chance tonight. Sterling, I don't think, is as good. And the Reds, so far, number 3 in the state, they're rocking and rolling. Girl scores are coming up, folks, so we'll get those for you. Right now, we're going to step aside. Zach Wymira, Platte Valley senior, is going to jump on. He's knocking it out of the park. Almost 19 points a game for the Platte Valley Broncos, as they go to Faith Christian tonight. So we'll talk to Zach about that and about their win over the weekend. And on Friday, they beat University in our game of the week. Also, Kirsten Young, Fort Collins girls basketball coach, will jump on. They've had a good run, too, and they got a couple big ones coming up with, I think, Broomfield and Rock Canyon are coming up in the schedule for them. So we'll talk to the Fort Collins girls basketball coach as well. Best bets at the end of the program for you, and we'll come back in a moment. Zach Wymira, Platte Valley senior, next on the program from the Allo Communications Studios here. Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310. And KFKA. All right, welcome back to the program. Clark and the coach here on a Thursday in Northern Colorado, coming to you live from the Allo Communications Studios here at KFK. I want to thank my good friends out at Gould Parts, our big hotline sponsor. And, of course, they do so many things for us here at KFKA. The host of the Preps Rewind show on Saturdays, our overhead sponsor here on Clark and the Coach, and also a scoreboard sponsor for us on Preps Radio. So it is always our pleasure to thank the folks out at Gould Parts. That is Vic and Marie and Alan, the whole staff out there. Fantastic stuff. Debbie in accounting. Love what those guys do out there. We've been working with them for so long. For any part you need, circle it, stick it up on the fridge. 454-3355. It is Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. Go to the Gould Parts hotline right now. Senior out of Platte Valley High School, Zach Wymira jumps on the phone with us. Zach, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic, man. Let's talk about you a little bit, my friend. Almost 19 points a game right now. Is that something, and I look at your numbers every year, sophomore about 11 points a game, junior 14 points a game. This year, you know, you're looking at 19 a game, almost 20 a game right now. Is that where you expected to go? I always thought you're a disher. I'm really happy. I think it's a big thing for Platte Valley that you're scoring like you are. Are you doing everything you want this year?
Yeah, it's been a blast. I mean, I think it kind of helps if I score. If I'm scoring, it kind of puts the defense, gives a little pressure on the defense, and allows me to get to my passing and opens up the floor for my other teammates. So I think that's kind of the direction I'm going with that.
How much fun is it to play with Max Zink? I mean, he is a load. The dude can flat out score. There's no doubt about it. It must be fun to dish with him, play a little give and go with him.
It's great. I've played with him since I was, rec ball. So
really?
Yeah, it's been so fun, especially going through middle school and now trying to compete for a state championship our senior year.
Well, Zach, you and Max, wow. I mean, you're averaging just under, between the two of you, just under 40 points per game. So that's got to put some radar on some teams that you'll be playing. But tell us about, and you alluded a little bit, but that connection has to be a lot of fun. What kind of things do you guys do in practice just to increase that connection between the two of you?
Well, we've always had a pretty good chemistry. He knows when I'm looking to pass and he can catch some of my crazy passes that I pass and that aren't always a great pass, but he knows where the ball's going to go. So I think it's just something that we've always, playing together for so long, kind of developed. And, practice wise, just always, I don't know. Not much at practice. It's just something we've always had.
And nice win over University the other night. Has that been your best team win thus far this season over University?
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree with that. We've played, beginning of the year we played UMA, and I think that was a pretty big game for us, especially coming back from last year where they beat us up a little bit. So that was a pretty good game, but overall, I think we shot pretty well against UH, and everybody scored a decent amount. So
two games, two losses, both by 2 points. I mean, you're 4 points away from being undefeated this year. One of those against, maybe your biggest rival. I don't know. Is Eaton your biggest rival? When you see them on your schedule, Zach, is that the team you want to beat the most?
Yeah, I'd say so.
72-70 game there. Tell us about that game a little bit. Fun place to go. Was that at Eaton? Was their floor good? Did you guys go to the new high school and play?
Yeah, we did. It was a great gym. The environment was fun. It was a pretty intense game, just being rivals. Yeah, it's a nice setup over there.
No doubt about it. Talk about your family a little bit, man. I always think growing up in a family full of athletes, that's such an advantage for student athletes. Four brothers and sisters, or are you one of six or one of five kids?
I'm one of six, so I have two older sisters and then my older brother. And then I have two younger sisters.
Yeah, we watched Ty play. We watched Maddie as one of the best setters ever to probably come along in volleyball out here. So talk to me about that advantage, too. Has it always been, I mean, you guys at home always been, I know it's sisters, but shoot, my guess is you guys were always up against each other or competitive against each other, right?
Yeah, definitely a competitive family, especially in, like, board games or anything like that. Me and my brother would always be playing one-on-one, and so that's always a big thing in our driveway. So everything we do is always a competition.
And, Zach, how much did it help you getting time as a freshman incredible time as a sophomore, junior. Does that just lead to such great confidence for you going into this year, your senior year?
I think so. I think shooting is all in confidence, and I think my coach does a great job of allowing me to put up shots, allowing us to make mistakes, but learning from them, and I think that helps with our confidence, which eventually, the more confidence we have, the more likely we are to put it in. So,
Zach, you'd rather make a great pass to somebody, great assist, or make a great drive to the bucket and score?
I would go for the great assist.
No, I knew you would. I figured that was exactly what you're going to say. How about club ball for you? Basketball is it for you, right? There's no other sports?
I play baseball, but basketball's my main sport.
Basketball's your main sport. Club basketball when you're not with the Bronco team?
Yeah, so I played for Chaos throughout high school, and then this last year I decided to just play club with the kids at Platte Valley. And so our team, we made a club team, and we just traveled to various tournaments throughout the state and a couple out-of-state tournaments just to build our chemistry and get ready for this year.
Zach, are you ready to just go on and take on that number one ranked team, Faith Christian? Because, you know, I'm predicting the upset out of you guys. I know you guys are tough. How excited are you to play Faith Christian?
Yeah, I'm pumped for that game. We have two starters out, but I know we got players that I know are going to step up and do their job, so.
Have a good trip down to Arvada today. You guys are on the road against number one Faith. Should be a ton of fun tonight in that ball game. That is a 7 o'clock game tonight at Faith Christian High School. Zach Wymira, thanks for jumping on with us. You're our Norfolk Iron Medal player of the game the other night against University. So congrats on that, dude. And just keep rolling with this Platte Valley Bronco team. We'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you.
You bet. Zach Wymira, basketball player, senior out at Platte Valley High School as they get ready. That's always, I can't imagine a better day. I know playing rivals is a good thing. Can't imagine a better day than being on the road at number one.
So. Taking on number one. And boy, Zach, what a quick, good guard.
Boy, no doubt.
He is really tough.
All right. Now that we have a little bit of time, let's get to the girls' scores from last night. And then there are a number of matchups tonight. Get those Holy Family girls, number one team in the state in 4A, 61-29 against Greeley Central last night, so they absolutely roll over Coach Juliet Sheets' team. The Meade Mavericks and Greeley West did not get a score on that one. Come on, coaches! Windsor and Longmont, 69-39. Windsor gets the win on the girls' side there. They led by 9 at halftime, a 17-3 run in the third quarter. Put that one away for Karen Nichols' team. So, number 10 Windsor, they're rolling along. Two-time state runner-up. Lost to Mullen 2 years in a row, but maybe this Windsor team on the girls' side, not quite as strong as had in the past.
Maybe not quite as strong yet, but I think this is a team that, you know, you look at them and they're just going to continue to get better toward that playoff run.
Tonight's matchups, Fort Morgan 4A taking on number 4, Roosevelt's a 5A number 4 team. That's a walk in the park. Roosevelt's 8-1, Fort Morgan is 0-8. Berthoud is number 10 on the girls' side. They're taking on Weld Central. Berthoud's 3-6, and they're ranked number 10. So my guess is if I peeked in at their schedule, I'd see it pretty dang strong. University and Res Christian, that's the one I put a star around tonight. Number 5 against number 7. University's 8-2. Coming off their win against the Platte Valley Broncos, and Res Christian 6-4 so far, so that's a good matchup.
And that's what a great win to come off of against Platte Valley. I think that just puts them in that right frame of mind, and probably a good matchup, but University girls a little more experienced.
Eaton is the number 6 team. They are 7-3 on the year. Chris Love's team. They'll go to Sterling tonight. Sterling is 4-5. And then who else on the girls' side? We've got Severance, number 12. Severance, they're 4-6, taking on Northridge Dan Beck's team, who is 4-4, coming off that 94-point game for them. They just get way tougher competition tonight. So we'll see.
A lot of good games. Boy, if you're out there and wanting to get some good entertainment, people, go to a high school game. I mean, a lot of places they'll have their band going. It'll be exciting. And go support the kids that are putting in, you know, practice time and hard work every day of the week.
AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. I talk about them all the time. They're so good to my family. Don Scott, just a great guy out there. And not only do I get to go out and sit and talk to Don, who is the grandfather of Zach and Will Grable, great student athletes out at Eaton High School, and Scotty Grable, who is there and now is on the road in college. But get to talk to Don all the time. And 40 years he made that store in Fort Collins, number one store in the region. And I always say call them ahead of time because they're always busy because they're doing it the right way. People trying to get in there. Now they are in Loveland for the last couple of years, too, right across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower. That's where Dave Martin, who's been with Don for over 30 years. So you got Lance and Fort Collins, over 30 years on the staff with Don. Dave Martin, same thing, over 30 years on the staff. Can you imagine a place with more experience and better customer service than they've got at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland? I can't. And that's simply why I go there. They take care of my family. They keep us on the road. They're going to do the same thing for you. Transmissions, brakes, maintenance, everything else. It's AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. All right, we'll step aside for a second, come back in a moment. Kirsten Young, head basketball coach on the girls' side out at Fort Collins High School. We'll talk to Kirsten when we come back from the Allo Communication Studios. It's Clark and the Coach on a Thursday here. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Believe purposeful design is to make ordinary extraordinary.
The Hull Show is coming up after Clark and the Coach on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back to the program. Clark and the Coach here on a Thursday in Northern Colorado. Tomorrow's show, don't have anybody lined up yet for interviews. We'll get to that. My dialing finger is tired this week. We'll get to an interview coming up tomorrow with you guys. Second half of the show tomorrow, our guest picker is going to be Brian Gary from Good Morning NOCO. Going to jump in with us second half of the program. We're going to go over all six of the NFL games for the weekend, make our picks in there, and that should be fun.
Think Brian's going to take the Vikings, Clark?
Oh, God, yes. Well, I don't know. He's probably got I'll bet that boy from Minnesota's got the best view of what the Vikings really are going to do this weekend. So I'm interested to hear what he says in that one. As we said, thank you to so many of our great sponsors, Quality Well and Pump out in beautiful Alt, Colorado. They're also in LaSalle, have an office there. So they're going to bookending Highway 85 out there for us. Anything that has to do with water, it is the Big Red Q Quality Well and Pump. You need a water well dug on your land, boom. Quality Well and Pump is the place to go. Irrigation, they're a great Zomatic dealer. Give them a call today, 353-3118. It is Quality Well and Pump. Let's go to the Gould Parts Hotline right now. Head basketball coach out at Fort Collins High School on the girls' side. Kirsten Young jumps on with us. Coach, how are you this morning?
I'm well. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Good, Coach. I haven't seen you for, 20 hours?
So, I was going to say, yeah.
Less, I guess. But Coach and Clark, Coach and I have this little thing, you know, with practice times. They're constantly changing at Fort Collins High School. We always have it down, and there's always something else that's coming up.
Is that Tregoning's issue or what?
No, that's just right. A school issue. All that's right. Just reality. That's just reality.
Yeah, that's just sports in general. Yeah. And yeah,
it is. Yeah. Kirsten, let's talk about your Lampkins, man. You guys are rolling right now. Four straight wins for you guys on the campaign. You're 6-4 on the year. Talk about the stretch the girls are playing. Coming off the win against Erie, 45-30 on Tuesday. Friday and Saturday, you got a knockout schedule coming up. We'll talk about that in a second. But girls are playing good right now. They're getting wins.
Yeah. No, it's, you know what? This year is different, right? I've been able to make it my own. You know, and really have a full year, if you will, with the girls. But yeah, it's been really, really fun. I set up a pretty hard schedule the first half of the year, which really highlighted, you know, what we needed to work on. But I have really, really great coaches this year working with me, but also, you know, people like Bruce, people like Trig, and, you know, countless others that I can go to when I'm like, all right, this isn't working, or what did you do in this scenario? Which has been really, really helpful. So,
and just a reminder, yeah, to the folks out there listening that, Coach, you were, you came in to take over the program at mid-season last year, you know, yeah, so you didn't have that summer with the girls to prepare, your own philosophy to install. Mm-hmm. But I will say, you came in and you just hit it running and installed your philosophy, doing some things that you want to do. And gosh, the program's in great hands with you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's a great feeling. I mean, and you guys know this, right? Just helping an athlete further develop that determination, that grit, that perseverance, right? Their leadership skills, but not only just in basketball, but outside of basketball and in life. And, you know, that's my job, right? To inspire them, to encourage them, to make a difference in their lives. But, you know, recently, over the summer, I don't know if you guys follow Carol Lawson, but she had a really, really cool quote, and just really helping girls handle hard better. Hmm. And anything meaningful in life is going to be hard. And as soon as it does get easy, it's my job as their coach to make it a little bit harder.
Yeah, and it, the hard, the difficulty, it never goes away.
You know, no,
it's just
no.
And that is such a great clip. For those that haven't seen that, I know it's out on Twitter a lot, but
yes, it's
you
so
know,
good.
You know, I think many of us have retweeted or replayed that for a lot of athletes.
Kirsten, yeah, you bring up something very cool here, because I was looking at some of the quotes, did a little homework on you. You're really big in the business world. I know you were in senior care for a while.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I took from what I read is that you love to be a business role model. I mean, for the girls that are around you, not just on the court, but you're talking about things that are hard and life, things like that. It must be just really significant for you to be able to role model, be a model for these girls about what it's like to go out and be a businesswoman in the world.
Yeah, yeah. And I hope I can do that for them, right? Things get crazy, especially during season, and it's really easy to get caught up in, you know, okay, winning's most important, or this is, you know, whatever
sure,
the case
sure.
may be is more important, or my stats. And that's not what it's about, right? It's a journey, and you're not always going to get what you want. And it's my job truly to pull back sometimes and just make sure the girls know that not only, you know, what they're doing now in basketball is going to transfer over afterwards.
Want to thank Eric Sampson, our great insider out there, the biggie.
He's wonderful.
Sampson's the greatest guy in the world. Yeah, and as you spend more time with him, you just get to love the dude. He always whispers some things to me about some of the interviews we're having. So you're married, right? Your husband, how long have you been married now?
Yeah, so we've been together 12 years,
okay,
and married six.
Right on.
So yeah, I met him in college.
And you have a daughter together, right?
Yes. Yep. She just turned 5.
Did she really? All right. And I heard the word camping. You said you like to spend time with your family. Do you really like to camp? And for you, what is camping? Is it a tent and you're on the ground? Is it a hotel by the? I mean, what is camping for Kirsten Young?
I love that. I love that question. I actually truly love, like, the camper. We have a tent that is built on the back of the truck.
Sweet.
So I am, like, a true camper,
yep.
But only for, like, 3 days, and then I want to shower.
That's right. That's right. I always say the happiest guy is the one leaving the campground. He gets to go home and shower. That's right.
Yes.
So
yep.
Pretty
yep.
cool stuff. Let's
I
talk.
Like to camp, too, usually at the Garden Hilton or something
right.
like that.
That's Bruce's camping.
That's kind of my nope. camping, Coach.
But that's hilarious.
Coach, tell us, you've had some great performances from some
yes.
of your kids, but tell us about your team.
Oh, my goodness. So this is a really, really fun year. Everybody is super coachable. And, you know, you've heard me mention the word gritty a few times.
Sure.
Like, that's what this team is. And it's really, really fun. And they're also, what is the word I'm looking for? They change, like, they're able to change very quickly. Like,
they
if
adapt.
I'm like, okay, this adapt. Thank you. They adapt well. Oh, my goodness. It's,
see,
it's
we're
Monday,
always helping
Friday.
Each other out, Coach.
We are.
So.
You're the best helper. I love it. And you know what? We've had, you know, Penley, for instance, offensively, like, she has been an incredible point guard, really leading the team in that aspect, just defensively with great assists. And then you've got Avery that is just really the second half of the year coming on really strong. Not only just everyone knows she's a shooter, but rebounding, and she's always in the gym, right?
She's always in the gym.
Let me butt in for a second, Coach. That's Monty's daughter. That's Monty Alcaraz, great coach.
Yes.
Incredible. Can you spot a coach's daughter from a mile away when they hit the court?
You know what? That's funny. Yes, the fact that and I won't say 100% of the time, but they are the most coachable. They're the ones putting in time before practice. They're the ones putting in time after practice, and they're the ones asking the questions during practice.
Sure.
That you're like, oh, you must have gotten that from your parent. You know, like it's just you know, like it's another basketball mind.
That's
it's
right.
A mindset.
And
so,
Coach, you and I know I get probably more texts from Avery's dad about when can we get in the gym and get the gun out and shoot. What time are you practicing, Bruce? Because as soon as you say, hey, I'm not going to be there this half hour, they've got the gun out and they're in there working.
And she wants to. And that's the thing. Like, that's all her, which I like. She wants to be in there. And I mean, that's what it takes to be a quote-unquote shooter, you know, that the coach is yelling on the other bench, shooter, shooter, shooter.
Sure,
like,
sure.
That's what it takes. And we've had some surprises this year, too. Like, we had a girl come out from soccer, her name's Jocelyn, and hasn't played since middle school, and has really stepped up for us in just that gritty, defensive, like, got 7-8 steals the other game. I mean, almost hit a record for us, which is awesome. Yeah.
And, Coach, that leads me to, if we can get more of those kind of kids to multi-sport, soccer kids, they come out with great energy, they're tenacious, and their footwork is just so
insane.
Good usually. Yeah.
Oh, it's insane. We've got Paige. She's our other,
Emma, Paige Fry.
And they are, yes, oh, Paige is such a good leader. She's amazing. I hope you get I get really emotional. My girls actually make fun of me. Like, I love the girls. And you mentioned multi-sport athletes. Like, that's something that's gone away, you know,
sure.
And since I've played, and the multi-sport athletes are my favorite. You know, yeah.
And so, Coach, you were a multi-sport athlete.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably why they're my favorite, but,
that's right.
Yes.
Now, and we saw Bruce and I looked at, they had a health report come out. It was from a college back east, and they showed, they actually got with NBA players that were single sport athletes, and then a group that were multi sport athletes, and they asked about big injuries that you had, and it was funny, the single sport athletes had a ton of big injuries, the multi sport athletes did not. Just saying that if you're playing all year round, maybe you're a baseball pitcher and you take some time off, take some months off, go play basketball, save your arm a little bit. It just seems like multi-sport athletes just put themselves in a better spot.
100%. And you don't get burnout, you know?
Yep.
That's the other thing, too. So, I totally agree. Interesting.
Yeah, the mental side of sports, man, so, so important. There's no doubt about that. I look at your roster. You talked about leadership. There's only one senior on this team. This is a young group.
It is, which is so fun to me. And our lone senior, she'll do anything, like anything you ask. Like, it's truly like a whole team mindset of, like, they are looking to me like, what's next, coach? Like, what do we want to do? And
right.
What are we going to, which I love. But sometimes it's intimidating. I'm like, well, I don't know. You guys should know what to do. I don't know nothing.
That's right. A big weekend coming up for you guys. You got Broomfield on Friday. You got Rock Canyon on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Two teams that. And what do you know about teams? What do you get to look at ahead of time? Is there any film? Is that every game you've got film on somebody else? Or sometimes do you get to the court and just go, okay, let's see what we get?
Yeah, I'm a planner, and that comes from my business realm. And Bruce will attest to this, I'm sure.
Yes, she is.
I probably drive him nuts, but he's so kind about it.
You do not drive me nuts. But I'm going to interrupt just a minute and you can let you finish your answer. But reminder that it's a doubleheader for people that want to come out and see two really good high school games Saturday. The boys play first, which is unusual and kind of fun, I think, for our girls. But the boys' game is at 11:30, and you guys, is game time one?
Yeah, right after
right
you guys.
After us. So,
yep.
Great chance to catch two games.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Kirsten, thank you so much for your time today and jumping on with us. Been a blast talking with you, and we'll catch up with you soon as we get through this season, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks,
you
Coach. See you later.
Head coach out at Fort Collins High School on the girls' side, Kirsten Young. She's a good interview. Wow. That's a gal right there. I can tell already. Great mentor, I'm sure, for her kids. Not, as I said, just on the court, but she's a success in the business world, and she's rolling. That's pretty cool.
And, you know, former multi-sport athlete, but former college athlete. She's been there, done that. And, just really good for the Lampkins to have her at the helm.
All right. Come back, wrap things up. Best Bets, last segment of the program from the Allen Communications Studios. It's Clark and the Coach on a Thursday. Back in a moment. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA.
And now. Bets with Clark and the Coach.
Alrighty, welcome back to the program. Final 3 minutes of today's program. Tomorrow, as we said, don't forget back half of the show tomorrow. Brian Gary, co-host of Good Morning NOCO right here on our station, is going to jump on and give us his guest picks. All six NFL games we'll go over tomorrow on the program. Right now. Starting to heat up again. A couple of wins back-to-back for myself. Last night, Preds again. I told you that makes 11 in a row now for the Preds against Toronto, plus 1.5. They lose by one. I take it all in. Boom. No empty netter at the end. Preds win last night. Money, money, money. Tonight, I'm going right back to the NHL again. I hit with the Rangers 2 days ago. Let's hop back on the Rangers bandwagon again. Minus 120 tonight at home against the Dallas Stars. Dallas is starting to kind of go in different directions. Rangers have won four straight. Dallas is kind of muddling around a little bit. And the Rangers, what have they won? 9 of the last 10 in the series? Oh, doctor. Also, take a look at the Zags tonight. Minus 6.5 at BYU. All they've done is win 9 of the last 10 in the series. 5 straight victories, and they are winning against the spread against BYU tonight. So Rangers minus 120, that's my show bet also. Like a lean towards the Zags tonight, minus 6.5. Coach, where are you going?
I like some just money line wins for, let's go to the Pac-12 first. I like Oregon at home to beat Arizona State. I hope I miss this one, actually, because I think USC will handle CU. CU, not always a great road team. And then Ohio State to win against at home against Minnesota.
All right. Those are your bets for the day. Couple of big ones tonight on the schedule for preps action tonight. Platte Valley and Faith Christian on the boys' side. Number 7, Platte Valley goes to Arvada to take on number 1, Faith Christian. That should be interesting. Platte Valley coming off the win that we had for you on the radio on Friday night against University. So talk to Zach Wymira today. Thank you to Zach for jumping on the program with us, too, as they go to Faith. He said there were 2 starters out, so not sure who. That one of them is the freshman, Zach Burton, who didn't play the other night. Don't know who the other one is that's missing as well. But take on number 1, Faith Christian. And then on the girls' side tonight, University and Res Christian. That's going to be a good one as well. Matt Baumgartner's University Bulldogs fresh off their win against the Platte Valley Broncos. 8-2 for University so far this year. State runner-up last year, of course, against that same Platte Valley team. Res Christian, 6-4 on the season. And that game is in Loveland at Resurrection Christian High School. Practice tonight, game tomorrow for you guys.
Practice tonight. We have a wrestling match. We have a unified either practice or game after school as well. So Kirsten and I are kind of battling the practice gym time, but we'll get it done.
All right. Thank you to Kirsten Young, also Fort Collins girls basketball coach, for jumping on the program with us today. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Have some fun on a Friday. But for now, the number one sports talk show on the planet is next. The whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice KFKA.